Hello and welcome to the Trouble with the Snap podcast. I am Tyler Hayward. Yesterday, a big day for Michigan State basketball, really for all the Big Ten, as players were announcing their intentions for the NBA draft, if they were going to stay in the draft, or if they were going to come back to college, like Ayo Dosunmu and Kofi Coburn, Luka Garza, and the like. Perhaps more eyes were on Michigan State than anybody else's. Michigan State came in as a top five team, according to a lot of preseason polls, a national title contender. And they had two players, not just one, looking to make the decision. And so I think a lot of eyes were focused on East Lansing. And, well, ultimately they did end up losing the reigning Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year, Xavier Tillman, to the NBA draft. Aaron Henry is going to be making a return. Now, Xavier Tillman, when you look at it, his whole situation is really weird. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, he's ready, he should go. Or a lot of people about prospects are always like, you know, he needs a little bit more seasoning. Tillman was one of those in-between type guys, ultimately, when you look at a lot of his, you know, reports and scouting reports, things of that nature. You know, he needs to develop a jump shot, and I don't know if that's necessarily true. He has a jump shot. It's not the most reliable jumper. He's not going to be a knockdown three-point shooter like a lot of people want in a stretch four. At the same time, it is something that you have to respect. And I feel he could have taken a lot more shots in East Lansing if that was something that he really wanted to do. But he knew what his role was. And if he can just, you know, hesitate a little bit, draw a big in, and then work a dribble handoff situation with Cassius Winston, I think that's obviously the ideal situation. You know, you want the ball in your best player's hands. That's the way it is. That's the way it's always going to be. Cassius Winston was the best player on the team. Obviously not the most well-rounded. That goes to Xavier Tillman. But Aaron Henry, throughout all of this, he's really gotten just a lot of flack, because a lot of people, you know, like we talked about, like I said earlier, a lot of people did not think he was ready. He was one of those players that people would look at and just be like, yeah, there's not a chance this guy's going to get drafted. What is he doing? Is he out of his mind? That was the type of stuff that you got. But at the same time, his return from Michigan State was just as huge as Tillman's departure. If for no other reason, you know, Michigan State needs a playmaker. Rocket Watts is expected to be that guy, and I expect him to do very well in that role. I don't think that you will see, obviously, the same type of playmaking ability that Cassius Winston provided. But Aaron Henry gives you a little bit of that. He gives you more perimeter defense. You look at some of the older Michigan State teams, like when Keith Appling was a freshman. Keith Appling was the lockdown defender on the perimeter. I mean, that was his role. He was the shutdown guy. As he developed into a sophomore, he became a point guard. And you saw that defense kind of take a step back. He couldn't carry the team on both ends of the floor. And I think that's the situation with Watts, and I think that's why Henry coming back is so big, is because he does give you that perimeter defense if you do lose a little bit from Rocket. He can make plays. He is a great rebounding wing. He's absolutely fantastic. And so even though Xavier Tillman, I think, knocks Michigan State out of the title hunt, at least for now, obviously, you know, someone can always step up. Someone can always take that next step. Bingham needs to take the next step. If Sissoko steps up, it's Mady Sissoko. But I think that this team is obviously, you know, out of the, you know, early favorite preseason national title hunt. I think they're out of the Big Ten hunt, if we're completely honest. I think this is Illinois now. You saw what they have coming back. They're not losing hardly anything. Iowa's going to be right in that mix as well. I think Michigan State's the third best team in the Big Ten as it stands right now. Again, some of these freshmen can come in and surprise, and obviously that's something that I would happily accept. But when you lose a guy like Tillman, you lost a defensive player of the year, led the Big Ten in blocks, always got his hand in the passing lanes. What he was able to do with that length was incredible. Offensively, I think Michigan State might be a little bit more improved. Tillman didn't really have much of a back-to-the-basket game. He was used for a lot of dribble handoffs, and that's the type of thing you can get from Hauser. You can get a little more production outside of the arc from Hauser than Tillman. He provides a little bit more offensively. I think he's that type of guy who can plug in and, you know, work the DHOs with Watts. And obviously, I don't know if Watts can be as productive as Winston coming off of that. But I think that overall, it's a good fit offensively. Defensively, when you look at this team, I mean, when you look at the starting lineups, you know what, let's just break that down right now. Rocket Watts is your starting point guard. That's just not a question at all. I think A.J. Hoggard, who's another combo guard, much like Watts, I think that he can back him up. Looking at the two guards, I think it's going to be Langford or Brown. I don't think that either of those guys are really best suited for it. I'm really anticipating Brown to take a huge leap forward. I think he may be Michigan State's best pro prospect, just for the way his game is right now. Obviously, he's got to develop, but just his style of play, his athleticism, I think Gabe Brown is the best pro prospect. But you need a shooter. And Malik Hall's going to end up moving to the small forward position, because even with Henry, you're still really thin at the wing. And so you put Hall backing up Henry. I think that's going to end up being the case. And so Brown or Langford, either one of those guys can shoot. And so you need to have at least one other threat. Henry and Hall can both knock him down, but they're not, you know, dead-eye shooters like Langford and Brown are capable of being. You got to have someone else besides Watts be able to knock him down on the perimeter. And so I think that that's the route you go. You go with Langford or Brown at the two, depending on what Langford can give you. Watts is your starting point guard. Henry's obviously your three. And then your power forward, like I said, Hauser, he's going to be able to fill in offensively. Now, this is where it gets a little tricky, is Marcus Bingham's anticipated to take over that starting center position. And look, I don't think he can. I don't think he can do it. Can he start at the four spot and play like a stretch four type role? Yeah, absolutely. Could he do it if Tillman were coming back? Sure. I mean, I'm not going to start him over Hauser, but I think that you put him in, you know, the rotational conversation. But Hauser's not a bully type guy. He's not one of those guys who can go and get rebounds. And obviously, you have guys like I said, Watts, Brown, Henry, Langford, some of the best rebounding guards in the conference. But you don't get, and Hall's obviously going to move to three. He'll provide a little bit more. But you don't have a great rebounder down low. Not a Bingham starts anyways. You have Hauser, who's more of a finesse-type player. You have Bingham, who's definitely more of a finesse-type player. You need that toughness underneath. You need that strength. You need that physical, grind-it-out type player. And so I don't think you look at Bingham. I don't think you look at Kithier for either of those positions. I ultimately think you're looking at Marble. I think it's got to be Julius Marble. Maybe, I mean, I know Matty Sissoko's really, really raw. You could look that route to give you a lot more length. Plus, it'd be a lot of fun to see him and Bingham under the basket together at times. Maybe you go that route, but he's got to prove he can be physical too. He's obviously a freak of nature, just the most athletic player on the team, maybe. Like I said, Gabe Brown is really underappreciated in that regard. He's got that ability to come in and be a physical presence, but I don't know if he is going to be that grinder type guy or if he's just one of those guys who likes to just sit out and block shots. I think there's a little bit of a difference between quality defense and that, and you saw that with the way Tillman shut down Garza, shut down Lamar Stevens, shut down Caleb Wesson. He didn't shut down Jalen Smith, but he made him work as hard as he ever did and even outperformed him at times. And I mean, you go back, you look at the numbers. If you incorporate defense into that, I thought Xavier Tillman was a better first-team All-Big Ten candidate than Jalen Smith, as great as Smith is. So I think those are a couple of the things that you really need to look for as this Michigan State team is getting ready to enter the new year. Obviously, like I said, losing Tillman is awful. He shut down pretty much anyone you need him to. You need him to shut down an oversized wing playing an undersized power forward position in Lamar Stevens. Yeah, he can do it. You need him to shut down the Big Ten Player of the Year. Yeah, that's not a problem. You need him to shut down Caleb Wesson, who can step outside and he can go down low. Yeah, no problem. Ohio State and Maryland both got a few more switches on Michigan State, and so a lot of the numbers, a lot of the production you saw from Wesson and Smith, those are numbers that they didn't get against Tillman. Obviously, they got some of them. You know, Wesson surprised me a little bit in that last game of the season, but you're missing a lot with Xavier Tillman being gone defensively, and that's ultimately what Michigan State needs to replace, and that's why I think it's going to be a guy like Sissoko or Marble. Kithier always seems a step too late defensively and gets in foul trouble because of that. Bingham, like I said, he's just not strong enough yet to go against guys like Garza and Coburn, who are both returning, like I mentioned at the top of the show. And then you throw in the fact that, you know, you do have other guys who can provide things for you. And that's really one of the things that I find so interesting is Tillman's gone and it unloads a little bit on this logjam Michigan State had at the, you know, two front court positions. But each one of these guys does something a little bit differently. You know, Kithier can provide that same type of offense that Tillman could, not as aggressive on the offensive rebounds and putbacks, tip-ins, those types of things. But he provided a lot in that regard. He can provide a lot in regards to, you know, how he's utilized in the offense. Hauser, the same type of thing, maybe more of a threat offensively. Marvel's just one of those raw grinder types. Matty Sissoko, one of those raw, lengthy guys who can block a ton of shots. And then Bingham likes to step outside, likes to hit fadeaways at 6'10". It's also, but he's one of those guys who I talked about, like Sissoko may end up being like just a shot blocker who doesn't enjoy the physicality of playing in the paint. And I think that's what ultimately Michigan State's going to need in that other starting position. You know, Bingham can still be a great rotational player, but they definitely need someone to be physical where Joey Hauser can't be. But yeah, Aaron Henry coming back, especially with the absence of Tillman, is obviously, like I said, as big as it gets for Michigan State. Right now I've got them third in the conference. You know, we'll break things down a little bit more as we get closer to the season. But that does it for us on the Trouble with the Snap podcast. I am Tyler Hayward.